Was it easy leaving the group chat when the bubbles turned green and every message was Cam likes this and Claire dislikes that?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was, because I get enough overreacting at home.
Like liking messaging again with WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, 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 it's us, the middle children. Hey, 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 it's us, the middle children. Not the oldest, not the youngest, something else entirely.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
I
That was good. I thought,
I think that was good.
Did you not like it?
No, I did. I started laughing and I felt my tune, my
notes
slide, which
nice.
Is beautiful. I'm embarrassed because there's a singer here. So I went, well, this, I wish I could but I'm actually a great singer for myself.
And that's what's important.
Does that make sense?
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And we have a guest, singer extraordinaire.
That's what
comedian.
Will you sing Middle Children?
Yeah, I was singing it the entire way outside when I was walking to my car, and
I
forgot it.
The theme, or
it's
just
so
the,
good.
No, it's really good.
It's amazing. Maya Deshmukh, I said it right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I always was comfortable saying it, but then I heard you telling someone
it's
how to say it the other day.
They like them. Deshmukh.
Deshmukh.
But you know what? Honestly, anything in the family. I know I should probably be more of a stickler, but I'm just like whatever. I grew up when people like. Called me Maya Dust Mop, so you know.
Yeah, girl, I feel you.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a name you can.
Jollis.
Jollis is a lot of people say Joels. Jolies.
I said Joels for years.
Really?
People say Joels a lot. Jolies. Sometimes Hoyes. Sometimes Jolès. Like I, it's very.
Jolès.
What's French?
That's funny.
French. Jolès. Jolès.
Joie.
People. The way I'm like, wait, who? So I've always. It's very rare people say Jollis the first time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's how you say Jolès.
Jolès. Burns.
Well, so welcome,
Burns. My whole life has been such a plight.
Please, piece of cake. So this is the only and first podcast for specifically middle children.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Which you're not.
I am not. I'm the youngest.
But you are the youngest and also the youngest of your whole extended family.
Yes, on both sides.
Some would say the baby of it all.
I'm baby of it all.
That's huge.
So a princess.
Mm-hmm.
Literal princess.
Literally. Pretty princess, baby.
Wow.
So we do like to ask, like, how middle child are you? So I guess you would probably be at the very opposite end of the spectrum.
You know what? Okay, here's the thing.
But, yeah, correct us if we're wrong.
Middle sure children are known to be very empathetic, correct?
Well, yeah, we felt horrible things.
Yeah. Depressed, some might
We can empathize because we've been there.
Yeah.
When something bad's happening, you're like, yeah, no, I know that feeling.
And it's like, no, it's not your fault, it's my fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'll take the pain because I don't want you to have it.
100%.
Because I can handle it.
I'll take the bullet because my body's been shot before.
Yeah,
got
if
it.
You will.
You
got
can't
it.
Shoot me in the same place twice or it just bounces off.
I wish that was really how it happened.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you would have to probably get shot everywhere to be invincible. But
I mean, hey, I don't want to do that experiment.
Me neither.
No, I don't get science. But tell us about your growing up.
Childhood.
So I was the youngest
of
two. Oh. So nothing special.
And you have an older.
I have an older sister. She's six and a half years older than me.
Okay. Wow.
So, it was interesting because she kind of took on that like slightly diet parental role.
Was she the oldest or she's the middle?
She's the oldest. There's only two.
Of two.
Yeah, you
I thought you meant there was two older.
No. I know. You're like, maybe we should have found a different person
atypical. I like working like all different wherever you are.
We want to hear the spectrum.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because
it'll help me understand my little sister.
Cousins, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as the baby, you just got so much attention for literally doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just literally were like, boop. And then everyone's like, wow, she's so cute.
Yeah.
She's my baby. She's my sweetie. And I was just like babied my whole life.
Wow.
Which is sometimes to your detriment as you get older.
Nice. Is it?
I was changing diapers at 4.
Oh my God.
Did your grandparents...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like grandparents would eat that shit up.
Yeah, they did. But, like, I'm Indian, so, you know, grandparents aren't... It's not the same relationship. It's, like, a very loving relationship, but there's a little sternness. There's, like, a veneer of, like, decorum there.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, like... But they still, like, loved me and babied me and...
Yeah.
In my family, the youngest of the family gets this fancy family heirloom. And I'm the one who got family heirloom.
Of fucking course. What's the heirloom? What does that even mean?
Did you get it already?
It's like my parents still have it, but this is going to make me sound extremely fancy. But as an Indian person, if anyone knows, we like people accumulate their family wealth through like gems and jewels and gold. Like literally, yeah.
Well, when you said family heirloom, I assumed it was something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting. I was like, an air duct? What do you mean?
It's not an air duct.
Yeah, that's what it'd be in my family.
Yeah, my family, they're like, you got the air conditioner. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's in the shed. You have to go dig it out of the shed.
It's
probably filled with mice and rats, but it's yours if you want it.
Yeah, that's...
Get it back to New York.
Good luck. So heirloom, I'm not sure what that is.
Heirloom is just like a priceless...
Priceless.
Family thing.
Yes,
it doesn't necessarily have to be like very expensive, but it could be like, this was my great 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 grandmother's wedding dress.
Exactly,
it's a family.
And there's only one of them.
Yes.
Wow, love that.
So it's in my case, it is something very fabulous. It's a diamond and pearl choker.
Choker. Oh my God, I love.
It's like I wore it on my wedding day. It's the most insane like piece. It looks like it could be in a museum. It's like 400 years old. It's like,
oh my God,
everything.
This is like the plot of Ocean's 8. It's like the like
I would be worried I'd be the one that like
I know
ruins the
I
family because I'm like, do I sell? Like
I pawned it.
I would be like, how much is it worth? Can I sell it?
I pawned it for weed and money. Sorry.
I was like, I pined it for Vicodin.
Truly, I would be so afraid that I would fuck that part up.
No, I just...
Or I'd break it.
Oh, yeah. That's... I would, like, lose it
like
at a bar.
Like, I flushed it down the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you break it, you can fix it, hopefully, hypothetically.
Apparently, though, my grandmother, a pearl, there's one missing pearl from it. And my grandma... This is going to make me sound so fancy, but whatever. I'm going to own it.
You didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it.
Like, no, it's an heirloom.
I just inherited it.
Yeah.
But my grandmother tried to get this pearl fixed, and the guy said it was too expensive to try to fix it, so don't bother fixing it.
I wish we knew how
First
much.
Of all, how could somebody say that to you? If you have that necklace, you'd be like, you don't know what I can handle. I'd be like, how dare you tell me I don't have wealth upon wealth upon wealth.
Or he's like, we can tell you inherited this.
Yeah, I'd still be like, what's the bill? But that's me being
angry. And then
angry.
I'd be like, okay, and you are correct.
Yeah. And now I'll make the decision to decline this one pearl.
Is it actually 400 years old?
It's like something like that. So it's like a crazy...
How do you not sell this?
I'm not going to sell that.
You can't.
You're a good person.
Someday, Maya's youngest.
You're also financially, stable. Because I tell you what, to me, it's looking real good.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing about my family is uncles years ago would have sold that shit. I would have never seen it.
That's what I mean. There's no way it'd last in my family.
They would have just been like, Uncle Tom sold it. He was 16. He needed a new dirt bike.
Maybe that's why they trust the youngest. I don't know.
Maybe.
Would a middle pawn immediately... A middle would really get nothing, which is sad. But I'm happy for you and that beautiful necklace.
It's wonderful.
I'm going to stalk your marriage photos to see
it. Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know where they are.
Your wedding photos?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
They're not
5 years. My parents use some, like, guy in, like, Edison, New Jersey, which is a very Indian-American community.
Oh.
Not to discredit his abilities as a photographer, but he did give all of our wedding photos on, like, a disc.
Good for him.
On a straight-up disc.
So, you know what? He has a system.
He has a system.
He's not going to break it.
He's a system that from
from way back when, ago. And he's like, figure out how to get it off this disc. So yeah. You haven't?
I mean, I have it. I don't know like how to access it. I just like, it's just too much. And I'm just like, it's fine.
So you don't have one online?
I think there's like one that I like literally took a picture of.
Okay.
On my phone from the out, like the physical.
I'd like to figure out how to get those photos computer. For you.
What's that?
I'd like to figure out how to get those photos for you.
I know. Jessie's like panicked over here.
I panicked. Just,
like, she's like, I need a CD-ROM. And I will get it. And I will do it for you.
Yeah, I just
because I'm like, why are you getting married if it's not for the Instagram?
Right?
I mean,
love,
yeah.
Love, I guess.
I guess so.
Love, I guess.
I don't know. I just like, I'm not like a wedding Instagram. I don't know. I just feel like it's like too much. I don't know. There's something nice about like having it just for you.
Oh, that's sweet. See, that's somebody that's in love. I'm like that. For what to? Who?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I'm going to have a commitment ceremony to myself.
Yeah.
Which would be fun.
Yeah, also
that's a great
myself.
Idea. That's a great idea.
What?
Just have a big party for yourself and have everyone give you gifts.
Well, I was saying this too because I've been a bridesmaid in 10 weddings.
Ugh.
And so then,
are you working towards 27 dresses here?
We should remake it and you go and drag to 27 different weddings.
And ruin it. I take the attention
yes!
from 27 brides.
Yes!
Because that's my... I've had friends be like, if you want... And I'm like, you know, I don't like live my life in drag all the time.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not going to stand on your wedding altar in...
full drag.
Like, I'm like, everyone there would be like, what an asshole.
The reason... Listen, that's a hard... I feel like brides are always just trying to like set the picture, set the stage.
Yeah. I had one friend that was like, for her wedding, she was literally like, whatever. I don't care about anything. Like, she did not care. She was like, it'd be funny if you walked down with a bouquet and then it came time and the wedding planner was like, she was joking. It was like, she wasn't joking. I'm walking down with a bouquet. And the wedding planner was like, she was kidding. And then my friend was like, let him walk down with the bouquet. And I did. It was so fun. She did get divorced 3 months later.
Ooh. No.
And so that is, I think, why it turns out she didn't care about anything that was happening on the wedding day.
That's a bummer.
But why wouldn't you be allowed to carry a bouquet?
I have no idea.
No one
Maya.
Knows. I love a prop.
I'm sorry. I love a prop.
Give me a prop. Or what am I doing with my hands?
Exactly.
Also, Maya, I know you haven't watched yet, so I'm not going to spoil completely.
Oh, Love is Blind?
Yes. Did you watch the finale?
No, not yet. Dead. Okay. I know I'm dead.
There's a moment involving a bouquet that I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, I'll watch it tonight and then I'll let you
know.
Or
let's say a moment not involving a bouquet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I wish I were married at this moment so I could compare my wedding to yours because I'm positive it would be a middle child wedding.
Oh, that's
your parents
that's probably
be there.
Yeah.
Would Skype in.
Sorry, we already planned our trip. Yeah. We planned a cruise.
We got a Viking River cruise.
Yeah. My mom would probably already have given all the heirlooms or whatever it is to my sister or brother.
Or brother's
wife. She's going to give it to brother's the fucking wife. Brother's wife. And I'm going to be pissed.
The daughter I always wanted.
Truly. And I will. I'm so afraid I'm going to accidentally sabotage my brother's wedding.
Oh, my God.
Because I'll be so pissed off at how insane it'll be. And my parents will be flipping out. And this is a middle child meltdown. I'm guaranteed to have one. I'll try to keep myself in check. It won't happen.
I will
lose it.
Oh, on your wedding day?
On his.
Oh.
On mine, I'm allowed to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
I've had a couple meltdowns at like bachelorette parties.
Oh, God.
Because I've been like really drunk
and
in a mood. But I'm like, I'm spending how much money to go to these hoes bachelorette parties?
Yeah.
When is it coming back? To me.
Absolutely.
I mean, how much money? You've been in 10. And that's
I can't imagine.
That's not including all the bachelorette parties you probably have been to. Because 10 is just like, I mean, that's
And
minimum.
Also now it's always like an exotic location.
That's not fair.
That's not right.
For the bachelorette party. But I am on a group text thread with like four of my friends from high school.
Oh.
So it's the last one's wedding. Well, one is divorced, so maybe there'll be another one.
Oh, God. No, but you can't. No.
But the one
How do you go
friend,
to City Hall?
The one friend was like, oh, my God, after this, we're all done. That's everyone.
Oh, my God.
And I'm still sitting on the thread.
Like, sorry, is
and
this
I, like,
thing
didn't
on?
Respond. And then another friend was like, oh, maybe Chris's wedding will be so. And I'm like,
maybe. maybe.
Maybe.
Like, and I'm like,
I can't wait for your wedding.
Your wedding's gonna be great.
Yeah, me either. We'll be waiting a nice, long, sweet, sweet time.
Honey, you
You don't know that. It could be amazing.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, but your eyebrows are looking fantastic. And I shouldn't talk about how beautiful they look on a podcast because nobody can see them. But if you want to know what his eyebrows look on, go to fatcarriebradshaw.com.
Because they're on fleek.
Thank you.
We were talking about weddings because I was just talking about how mine, like how I wish I could compare because my middle childness of that would suck. But why don't we talk about, I thought we could talk about Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always had a very middle child Halloween. And I'd like to know how it
was. I have a really good middle child Halloween story.
I love it. So we'll go.
I don't know what that means, but I can't wait to find out. are you just asking me what my Halloweens were
like? Yeah, tell us what it was like for you.
Halloween was always like my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Again, my parents are immigrants, so they're not like, you know, accustomed to the Halloween culture.
I like how you said Halloween.
Halloween culture.
Yeah.
But I was born like a week after Halloween. So it's like I'm a spooky gal, you know. But my mom would always dress me up like initially as like an Indian princess, which is just like we'd wear like our Indian clothes.
Yeah.
But then she started like my mom's also like a crafty prop girl.
Yeah.
So she like loved like sewing things. So she like make me some little cute costumes. Once I was a pilgrim for some reason.
Okay.
I was like a 60s girl. She like made like a cute like shift dress.
She made it.
She like sewed the shift dress with like a matching scrunchie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm always so impressed when moms do that.
And then I started doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I always used to love Halloween and I still like love the spirit of Halloween.
Yes.
But it's always like a New Year's Eve situation where it's just like a big letdown.
Mm.
So now I'm like, I don't look forward to the actual day, but I like the time of year.
Mm.
It's a lovely time of year.
It's a spooky.
Yeah. I like feeling spooked.
Me too.
I'm into
Me
that.
Three. Wait, but tell us your middle child Halloween story.
Oh, once my little brother used to like sprint around the house all the time.
Insane.
And so this was the day before Halloween. And so he was probably like six. So I was like eight.
Okay.
Or maybe we were a little older. But he was sprinting and he nailed his collarbone on the door jam.
Oh.
What do you mean nailed it?
Like he was running and just hit it really hard on the door jam. And it broke like in half.
Oh. I can't.
But then the next day was Halloween. And so I had to like, he just came and would stand at the bottom of the driveway looking like a kid that just had his collarbone snapped.
Yeah.
And then I would have to be like, can I have candy for my brother as well? And I remember just being like, this is so uncomfortable. I have to like tell this story at every single door.
You're like a candy beggar.
And why couldn't he come with you?
Because his collar.
Oh, you're saying he wasn't there.
No,
he wasn't at the
come.
End of the driveway.
He would. Yeah. But then I would go up the
Why
driveway.
Why couldn't he come with you?
I
it took
know.
Too long. He
I
was
don't
wobbling.
Know, Jesse.
Listen, okay. I just have questions.
Wait, was he like there at least?
That's
could
what I'm saying.
Could someone like verify the story?
Yeah, he was standing with my parents at the end of the driveway.
Oh, and you
I
were just
find
like
it funny.
Walking.
They're like.
Oh, and you were walking around trick
you had
or treating.
To do all
yeah,
the work.
So we would go to house to house and he would just stand
oh,
at the
driveway.
And your parents waited with him?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just sent you to the door.
Wait, your parents went trick-or-treating with you?
My mom.
Yeah. Yours didn't?
No.
I was 8 years old.
Oh.
I went alone when I was like eight.
Like by yourself?
Oh, no. No, before I would go with like a friend's mom. My mom like didn't care.
I mean, you can't have kids. I mean, I don't know.
Nine, I was by myself.
That's crazy because I...
10, I was like kissing eighth graders.
Cannot relate to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 10, I was still like... I didn't even know.
Miss Mary Mack, I just nailed, like, for the first time.
And people are, getting fingered for the first time.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what?
That was literally...
Oh, yeah. I
was the one getting fingered.
Good for you.
No, it was
See, there's
slightly
a,
traumatic,
there's
but
a
it's
princess
okay.
There's confidence there, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because I was always around older people.
Oh.
So it's like my comfort level. I also like matured early, but also like I was always around like my sister and her friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm a kind of like hoe is life girl. I'm a flirty hoe is life girl. And I knew this when I was like 11.
Good for you.
I literally love that for you.
See, flirting to me. Well,
I love that for you.
Relate.
That is
in
the like that is the new bless your heart.
It is.
It's the new bless your heart.
Love
it's
that
like,
for you.
It's like so cutting.
For you.
For you.
Amazing.
For me
would die.
I wish. No, I don't even know. Like to this day, if all of a sudden I'll be like, oh my God, wait, am I flirting with this person? And then it's done because I start freaking out. The second I realize flirting's happening, the flirting is over.
For sure.
I got class flirt in my dental school.
I'm dead.
Superlative. And I was in a committed long-term relationship to my current husband the entire time.
Was he so mad?
I think he was just like, whatever.
He wasn't proud.
He wasn't proud. But he also knew what he married.
Yeah.
He knew what he married.
Yeah. A flirt. And I'm
really
good at actually deflecting flirting. People are like, she's not into it. Most of the time, that's just my demeanor. But my parents used to always forget about Halloween, and then we were crash victims. That was like...
wait, like literally you just covered in blood.
My parents would be like, okay. We're either... I think they said hobos or crash victims. So it's either...
Oh, I was a hobo man.
Yeah. So my parents would be like, you're going to put on dad's clothes. It'll be too big on you, which will be great because you're a hobo. I'd be like, okay. And then they'd be like, and then we'll put like dirt on your face.
Oh my God.
And out the door I went. And like
see
all the
shit?
Other girls were like pretty princesses and stuff. And I would be like, and my dad would give me fake teeth. And sometimes they put blood and they'd be like, you're a crash victim. I'd be like, I'm a crash victim, you guys.
I'm a homeless guy that got hit by a car.
Yeah.
fucked up. No, I would be like, that would happen and be like, you're going to wear your dad's clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, they fit perfectly. That's too bad.
I mean, I was also twice the size of my brother, and my parents would take our candy when we got back. Like
here's an apple.
Yeah, we either get paid for it or whatever, but we only got to keep 10 pieces.
That's good, though.
What?
Do you know what I did? I ate every piece of candy on the walk. So they get home and be like, Jesse only got 7 pieces of candy. I'd be like,
yep.
I dropped. Yep, as I'm vomiting in the bathroom, just pure chocolate.
Oh,
but
no, I'd be hiding shit on my
person. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm a candy fiend. I ate so much. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God, I'm like nauseous thinking about it.
I always wanted to be a girl for Halloween or like some kind of, but I never could be.
Because
it'd be weird.
So what would
But then like the popular boys would be like a cheerleader and everyone would be like, yeah. And I'd be like, why does he get to be a fucking cheerleader? And here I am as a hobo again.
Here I am again as a hobo.
With
which,
like a knapsack. Or like
teeth falling out. My parents
God.
Are laughing. I'm also like it's like two hobos because here we are. But I don't think my parents ever bought me like a Halloween costume.
No, I don't think you should.
Although they did ruin my I did get a ballerina one, or maybe I had it from class. And then my mom made me wear like a turtleneck under it, you know? Ugh. So you're like, mom, you're literally ruining it.
Yeah.
She was like, you're either wearing a turtleneck or guess what? You're not going.
Yeah.
So then I look a fool.
Yeah, I got grounded a lot.
For
what? Wearing turtleneck?
Yeah.
No, for like a moment. Like if I talked back, that's like the worst thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking back was really bad for us too. I normally, you know, followed rules and was scared.
Mm. Yeah.
But also I had a temper.
Yeah.
And I did say several times growing up, what am I, a slave in this family?
Oof. Oof.
And then to my room I went.
But you know what?
Timeouts a lot.
You got to do that. If I had a kid that I gave up my life and career and body and free time for, and they were like,
wait, why would you do that?
You know, what?
Don't give up your career. And,
I mean,
your body, I guess, is a sacrifice. Or
you know what I mean?
Okay.
But like, it's like, I'm not going to be able to like,
yeah,
go full throttle at your career. Like, it's definitely an impediment.
Yes, 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 yes.
So some little shit that I like created with my human body, like,
well, I always used to say my thing would be like, I didn't ask to be born. That would always be my go-to.
And I was just like, well, I couldn't have an abortion.
And I'd be like, I was planned. I knew you wanted me. Here I am.
Wow. I was a mistake.
All three of us were very
really
well.
Well, my parents are like, my mom's like, I just took my IUD out, and there you were.
Yeah, my mom, I think, had just lost all the baby weight from my brother.
Oh.
And then, boom, me. So it was my brother and I are 13 months apart.
What?
What? Real close.
Oh.
Oh my God, yeah. 13 months, that's how long it takes.
You were a mistake.
Yes. Apparently, yes.
So it was like the first time they could have sex again.
Pretty much.
Probably.
And see, then... my parents were married for... My parents dated from 15 until they got married at 23. Didn't have my brother until they were 30.
Smart.
And then
smart.
They had me at 33.
Wow.
And my other brother at 30.
Wow.
So we were plant. Like my mom always wanted three boys. Always wanted,
really? Yeah. Well, that you can't plan.
No. Oh, this is what they got, you know?
But that's absolutely what I'd want. I don't want a straight.
Who does?
I'm sorry. They need to just not be around me.
It's, yeah.
A gay son is like all I dream about.
Same.
And that's like what I want.
That's all I
want.
Well,
now it's like a thing. Like I feel like now, like especially because of where we live, people are like, I want a gay son.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
it's like I can't relate to a straight boy.
Were you close with your grandparents? We've never talked about grandparents. You just brought it up. That's
true. Kind of. Yes and no. My parents, like they lived in India and there was a language barrier, but I was pretty close with like my two grandmas. They're great.
Yeah.
Were you?
Great ladies.
Me? So, no. So one of my grandmothers, I would say, hates me. and she's the one who told me one time, because I bite my nails. And she used to talk about my weight all the time, first of all. And then she also one time was like, look at your fingers. They're gross. No man will ever put a ring on those fingers. And I said, I hate grandma. I was literally like, I hate grandma and I don't. Like, I'm not going to be around her. Every time I got around her, I'd be really stressed out because I'm like, she's going to say something that will literally haunt me for years. And my other grandmother was a little kind of standoffish. And my grandfather, I loved. I loved both my grandparents, my grandfathers. And one of them I loved so much, but I'm dyslexic. And I think when he didn't really know what that meant. And I always felt like he didn't think I was smart. And that like haunts me. I've like literally gone to a like astrologer, and I think he always comes up, which is really interesting.
Oh, weird. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like feeling.
I would like to think he's watching me, and now
that's
and
how...
he's like, that's what dyslexia is.
Yeah, he's like, she just thinks differently.
She just mixes it up.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean she's
a brain.
He learned. He like got to heaven. Yeah. And they were like, hey, so this is what dyslexia is.
Yeah. Well, it's just PSAs in heaven. It's just like long-standing PSAs that people
But my
absorb.
Mom is also the youngest of four. Okay. And so is my dad. So not only had they gone through like a bunch of grandkids, my aunt, my sister, my mom's sister, she has three boys and they're all like Harvard, you know, Yale, whatever. Like they were perfect. And then we were like just a wreck and a half. So also in comparison to them, we'd always be like, well, we have character, personality, but I mean, I don't think we'll be, you know, getting a Nobel Prize, which like my grandfather did, or he had a purple heart, I think.
Oh, wow.
And was like a big.
Well, that's why he wasn't nice. He was in a war.
And and he was actually very nice. I think that's what why I heard a little more. He was very nice. I don't think he thought I was as smart.
He just doesn't get, I mean, no offense, he's not smart for understanding what dyslexia is.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
So fuck your,
So fuck your dead grandpa.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say I was that close to them. And like, I do remember very vividly when I was in Peter Pan and my brother was Peter Pan and I was literally a mere lost boy. Like all the grandparents came and they were so proud of him. And it was like, and Jesse, you were in it.
Oh my God.
The lighting was amazing.
And I was like, I want to die.
My mom's father was the mayor of like our town for a long time. Oh my God.
I had no idea.
And
royalty.
My granddad's Meghan Markle over here. I'm so sorry.
And her mother was an Italian immigrant. And so they were very like classy, my mom's parents. Like my mom's mom was like, Beauty and Grace.
Yes, exactly.
And like when I got tattoos, I like knew my mom never said like don't let your nana see your tattoos, but like it was an unspoken.
Don't let your.
She's not gonna say anything, but she'll see them.
She'll see
and
them.
And it'll be, you know.
You don't want that.
So, but you have an Italian nona.
Nana and Poppy, but they are long gone now.
Oh, no.
But I remember because like the library in the town is named after my grandmother, and then the municipal center is named after my grandfather.
Oh my God.
So like, I remember going to the municipal center when I was like 8, and they were like naming it after him. And I remember being like, oh my God, I am royalty. There's chocolate covered strawberries just for me, all of that. But my dad's parents were like more not that way, which was amazing. So I was super close to my grandmother on my dad's side. And she used to like get in fights with my dad because she would let me watch Jerry Springer.
Yes.
And like she painted my nails. I distinctly remember so much her painting my Aww. Nails and then my dad getting mad at her because I was like 4.
Aww.
Or she would like convince me to fake sick so that I could go and like stay with her for the day.
You've got the two best grandmothers.
It was really good. And they both died incredibly, like my Nana just like died one day, wasn't even sick. But wow. that was like 6 years ago. But when I was like 12, my grandmother, the doctor misdiagnosed her and said oh. that she was depressed. But really she had like stage 4 cancer and she died like a week and a half after that.
Oh my God.
But I do wonder, I'm like, if grandma was still alive, I wonder what things. Because she was always like, I remember my uncle being like, Chris could kill someone. And grandma would be like, well, it's Chris. Who cares?
I mean, it's true.
That's good.
I stand both your grand.
I do too.
Yeah, I stand them for you.
I feel like they're too. Really, you know, one's like kind of like a bad girl Riri.
Yeah.
The other
like
one,
she never drove, and where I'm from, you have to drive. And she tried to learn to drive once and was like, no.
I love that.
Don't like it, not doing it.
No. The answer is no.
I'm going to stay home. I'm going to watch Springer.
Like she was like, if I can't walk or
walk at a driver or something?
No, my grandfather would drive her or both my parents have 4 brothers.
So, they just have to drive their mother around?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a treat. What a gift.
Yeah. And then towards the end of my grandmother, or my mom's mom, she was driving, but it was like very stereotypical old woman driving.
Yes.
And she, like, my dad would get calls from his friends and be like, I think I saw your mother-in-law parked, like, in the median, like things like that.
I get so sad about that because when you think about it, I remember my grandmother like losing her car. It's like your last.
Yeah.
So it's
freedom. It's your freedom.
It's so scary because you see it from everybody. Like they don't want to give it up, even though they're so scared and like are making little mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as a child, it's so hard to ask your parents like to sort of parent them and be like, I'm taking it away.
Yeah.
And that switch is so
it's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking to watch. It's very hard. It's that first line of sort of your independence.
Yeah.
And that's really, I feel a lot of empathy with that. And I worry for one that, you know, eventually that'll happen. And
in a way, it's like, God willing, in a way it happens.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
they'll be at that. Like you get to have them until that point.
It's a beautiful switch.
Yeah,
but
my parents and I fortunately have a relationship. Like my dad's very much like me, where he's just like, says,
no.
Like, yeah, exactly. Where literally, like, I'll be like, you're not driving anymore because you're fucking getting too old to be driving.
Yeah,
and like, so that's a good.
So you'll yell.
Yeah,
balance. Yeah,
that is nice. That's a great balance for you.
Should we move on?
Should we move on?
Yeah.
We do a quick little segment for Middle Child of the Week.
Yes. Oh, who is she?
The Middle Child of the Week today
is
Britney
Spears.
Britney Spears. Can you believe she's a middle child?
Who's the oldest?
No one knows.
I don't know. Jamie Lynn is the youngest, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And then
you
there's
know
an
that.
Older
and
one.
And then there's an older one who,
I mean,
the forgotten, probably very mentally stable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe,
they
possibly.
I mean, Jamie Lynn's actually probably not that stable either.
She's had it rough.
Did you see that security video of her from like
with the knife
2 months ago?
What did she do?
There was a fight that broke. She was a hero.
But she did grab that knife real quick.
I don't know where. It was like a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, it was like a bodega / gas station.
And there was people got into a fight and she just like stormed behind the counter and grabbed a giant knife and went back and made them stop fighting.
Like
what?
Grabbed a knife and was like, enough.
How did she know there was a knife back there?
No one knows.
No one. She jumped the counter and took them.
It was that of a superhero movie. And also that of why can she hold that knife so confidently?
Yeah.
It makes you question. Because I'm sure I
But also, how did she know there was a knife back there?
The homegirl
scanned
see
it. It was like
for weapons.
Oh, okay.
And that was the first
thing
she saw.
Oh, it was like an actual knife. It was a functional knife.
I mean, that knife, I don't know what it could have done, but I bet she does, and she would have known where to hit.
I mean, yeah.
Stomach, rib, yeah. Neck.
I mean, those girls are from... Neck's where you go.
Is it? If you're going for death, are you going for injury?
Well,
injury, just injury, I'm going to arm.
They say shoot to kill in the police force, right? Isn't that a thing?
I mean, that's what they do.
That is what they do. But like, don't you on Criminal shoot? Minds, I'm always like, why aren't you shooting people in the leg more?
That's what I would do. I mean, unless they have a gun and then they could just continue to shoot you.
Oh, that's right. Fair.
You know what I mean?
Well, if they have a gun, you got to go hard because you got to knock them out. But if they're
Jesus Christ.
If they're coming at me with a knife, I might go leg.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
To distract.
Arm?
I'd happily
hand.
Go arm.
Arm, hand.
Hand would be really smooth.
Yeah.
If you can hit a hand.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
And it's
I
like,
mean, that
hey,
would be devastating.
Yeah. Stop.
Stop it.
That's what that means.
What did I say?
It's like, put the knife down.
Put it down.
We brought this up.
Yeah.
You know why.
So, I mean, Brittany, maybe she's not thriving now, but she was at one point.
She was. Oh. And I even, hats off to... What's her mom's name?
I want to say Barbara Ann, but I don't think that's right.
Hats off to mom for getting the middle child into some classes early and letting her audition for Mickey Mouse. And she'll take it from there.
Potentially ruining her life still, but she at least is famous.
Yes.
Her life would have been ruined if she didn't go through her potential. When you're a talent, when you're a star like that, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Amen. That's how I feel about myself.
So you might as well just fucking shine, okay?
And that's what she said. She said, let me shine and then let me
eventually let me go and
crumble.
Look at some birds.
Yeah.
But she's still rich.
Did you see that bird video?
That bird video was ridiculous.
Haunting. The accent at the end.
Out.
Yeah. It was like, Brit, what's happening?
I mean, I
also think she has her eyeliner tattooed.
Okay. Smeared?
Like,
is it tattoo smeared?
I think it is because
she loves it. It's
always,
the time.
Always like that. And there was a video she put, she's like, no makeup today, but her eyes were still exactly like that.
Oh.
And I was like, is it a tattoo, Brittany?
I don't think she ever takes her makeup off either. So it just slowly starts falling and seeping into her skin.
I don't know. Because the thing is, if I was rich, I would be like, okay, take off
my
makeup.
But she doesn't have control of her money anymore.
So her parents don't let her get makeup wipes?
I guess not. Money's tight.
They're like, sorry, no more Neutrogena.
Yeah, they're like,
makeup wipes
you
for
keep
you.
Putting it on every other part of your body.
We can get you the store brand mini pack at the register. But you have to make it last.
But it's not going to have the little plastic top that you close.
It dries out.
Yeah, it dries out. You have the
That's a makeup wipe scam if I've ever heard of one. That shit drives me crazy.
I'm not awake. You're probably a makeup wipe.
I love
queen.
Makeup wipes.
I do love a makeup wipe. I don't love a makeup wipe. Let me be clear. Taking off makeup is the worst thing in the world.
It truly is.
It's so humbling.
You're like, oh fuck, that's what I look like.
Because
I'm
forever.
Always like, am I stunning? Like,
my skin's burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything that I thought was maybe healing is worse.
Yeah.
Because it's been covered all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, look at you.
Especially because I have to shave. So then I'm like, I just shave. I cover it in makeup, setting spray, hairspray on my face to keep it really
hair
set.
Hairspray?
Oh, Lord.
And then makeup wipes on it. I'm just like, I'm on fire.
Yeah but you look like, this is insane because your skin's amazing.
Thank
with the
you.
Amount of makeup you put on. I'm like obsessed with Chris.
I know. I would love a compliment at some point. How middle
I'm
child
sure
of me.
That will happen. Jesse, I think you're wonderful.
Thank you.
And that she wasn't... said nice things.
You
there.
Also have beautiful eyebrows as well.
Thank you. And I wasn't fishing, but I certainly wanted a fish.
And my turn. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
And I think that you're both so nice.
Oh, you changed. I thought you
that's
were going to say.
That's all I got.
Oh,
so,
okay, great.
well.
This is no, but you're also saying you're obsessed with the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh my god!
If you want a platform to quickly plug,
I just
want to
talk.
We're
talking pop, so
okay. You know what? I just want to have justice for Nicole Scherzinger. I just feel like she has not gotten the accolades that she deserves.
Middle
I'll
child
agree with
is
you.
She? Let's
is she
look up that.
Is she
you
a middle
never
child?
Know.
Let's
I don't
look it
know.
Up. I'm looking it up.
Oh my god! Can we look it up?
With that sort of slogan introing her, it sounds like one.
I mean, she should be.
She is an iconic singer.
She's an iconic singer. She's stunningly beautiful.
But never got her due.
She never got her due.
Even the fact that you said her name and took me a very long time to track who that was.
Exactly. And
that's not Stanley Tucci.
It's not Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci, household name.
Now he is.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I think is crazy about Stanley Tucci?
I love Stanley Tucci.
Me too, I'm obsessed.
He was married. His wife passed away.
Oh.
And then he's remarried
to
Emily
Blunt's
sister. And they met on
Devil Wears
the premiere of Devil Wears Prada.
Oh my God.
And Emily, so like in Vogue 73 questions, they're like, did you set up Stanley Tucci with your sister? And Emily Blunt's like, kind of, I guess. Yeah.
And so she's like, kind of, I guess. Yeah.
Isn't it weird that like John Krasinski's brother-in-law is Stanley Tucci?
I love that for them.
Yeah. The fact that that like Thanksgiving table isn't like the most fun place ever.
Yeah.
I don't know what is. And Stanley Tucci looks a lot wonderful. Like my dad. My dad gets stopped. Aww. He used to get stopped a lot more when he had like the hair on the side.
Yeah.
As Stanley Tucci all the time. So my dad like taught us about Stanley Tucci when we were young, because it's like that's who dad could play.
Yeah.
Look.
There.
And I said, well, he's in a lot.
It's an education.
Very versatile. Yes. I mean, one day he's a predator, a pedophile in the Ugly Bones. And I go, Stanley Tucci,
did you
not
say
a friend.
The Ugly Bones?
You did.
Yeah. Well, it's an ugly tale.
It is a very ugly tale.
It's an ugly tale.
I never saw that. What was that? Charlize Theron?
Is Charlize Theron in that movie?
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan. Yeah. I didn't know it was Saoirse. I always called her Saoirse.
I at this point just said Saoirse.
My friend was talking about naming her baby Saoirse, but she didn't.
Don't, please. No. For all of us.
But it is a very common
Irish
names in general are insane. They are spelled like you can't.
It feels like a trick.
Yeah. My dad's boss's wife was named Dorcas.
Yeah, no.
I feel like, what?
Good luck in school.
Dorcas?
Hey, Dorcas.
Yo, Dorcas.
They'd be like, don't say that. No, that's
the
her name.
Poor thing.
Oh.
She's, okay.
Well, maybe don't emphasize Dork.
Nicole Scherzinger only has one sibling. She's a sister.
Okay, so forget it. She doesn't get my sympathy.
Keala Scherzinger.
Okay, well.
She was born in, I did a whole deep dive.
Oh.
Read her whole Wikipedia.
Born in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu, raised in like, I want to say Akron, Ohio, but I'm wrong. I think somewhere else.
Okay.
Whatever. Some nondescript Midwestern town.
I'm with you so far.
No offense to them, but they, you know.
We actually have a large audience. <out there. laughs> So,
I mean,
that's where stars come from, though.
Absolutely.
It's true. I mean, that in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey.
I'm from upstate.
I'm from Virginia.
So
look at that. Coastal elite.
Here we are.
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm from Albany. It's not.
Yeah.
There's no elite.
I mean,
well, there is an elite. I wasn't in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You said you like had your name on the building.
My grandfather did, but that it didn't come with money.
You also said mayor.
He was mayor of a small town.
Of a library?
A mayor is a mayor is a mayor.
Okay. Listen, I've been lying.
I mean,
I'm actually.
He's the same as Bloomberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is your grandfather Mayor Bloomberg?
Yeah.
Wait, stop.
I'm a secret Bloomberg stan.
Can you imagine?
Are you really?
No.
Oh my God.
We like to wrap up with.
Yeah.
I don't want this to end, you guys.
I know.
Me either, but it is a fun ending because we like to wrap up with a embarrassing story from our past.
Okay.
So we each get to tell one.
Oh.
Jesse, do you have one ready?
I was like, let me check my notes because I wrote something down.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
Do you have one ready, though?
I should have pre-warned you.
Oh my God.
How funny.
I also didn't pre-plan mine this time. Well, okay, let me, because I used to,
I remember what it was.
Okay, you go.
Because mine is actually very current.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I was just home last weekend, and I was traveling with my friend, came back, was like going to spend Sunday night with my parents, excited. They were like, what time? So stressed about time, always. That's a runner. So I was like, okay, let's get dinner or whatever. They're like, we'll get dinner at 6:30, made reservations. I got home. I didn't reach out to my sister. And then my parents were like, your sister's coming. I was like, great. How fun is that? Because she's the best. She's always on my side. So we get to the restaurant and my dad's like, Sandy's not here. Sandy's going to be late. She texts me, she's going to be late. I was like, all right, she'll come or we'll just like continue with dinner as planned. Mm-hmm. And my dad's like hyperventilating about like she might go home and park and then take an Uber. I told her about the parking lot across the street. I'm going to try to not be mad at her, Jesse. I'm going to really try not to be mad. I'm like, yeah, why don't we stop focusing on her? I said, the guest of honor is here. Both of my parents looked at me straight face, were like, no. Like, no. I said, well, aren't I the guest? I'm from out of town. They're like, we have dinner together every Sunday. And just took away the title. If my brother had been in from out of town.
Yeah.
Hands down. guest of honor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here from out of town. I say that, everyone's offended.
And then the bill
comes.
And
can't stop talking about my sister.
Let's split it.
Yeah. Then my sister comes. We just talked about my sister at dinner. And I just decided to let it go because every time I get upset, but I said, you know what?
Yeah.
Shift it on her.
Yeah.
Shift it on her. But my parent, it was just such a middle child moment. And I went, this is great for the pod. I said, you know what? This is content for the pod.
Mm-hmm. Content. Life is content.
But my parents, yeah, refused to say I was the guest of honor, even though I was.
Yeah.
You were. I was from out of town. My sister lives there.
What restaurant was that?
Some health restaurant, because everyone's worried about diets.
Why?
Because that's a big thing with my family. My sister is a exercise whatever teacher. My parents, like, when I'm
a
like,
fitness
I'm
fitness instructor?
Yeah.
An exercise teacher.
She's trying to be a physical therapist, but she teaches classes like only twice a week or once a week. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but she does that. My parents go to classes. Like, it affects our whole vacation always.
Oh, they just like all have to work out?
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
And then they're like, come. And I'm like, that's okay.
That is not an issue with my family.
That's nice.
My sister's like that. But we do it together.
Like, my brothers go to the gym, but it's not like a thing. We don't like often.
My sister like gets crazy if she like she literally is like a monster to be around if she doesn't like work out. She's like a workout freak.
I think that's crazy, and I think that's where it's like, is this helping or is this like weird,
although I do wish that was like I wish I wasn't like I need a drink. I wish I was like I need to work out.
Yeah, I need to run 6 miles.
You know,
I'm more like I need to smoke a bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. I also just wish it didn't affect others. Yeah. Sort of like I wish that it wasn't like, okay, well, I want to do this thing, so nothing else can start till I get back.
And it's
like,
toxic.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's toxic behavior.
It's toxic. That's
but that's family.
And that's where we are.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
My embarrassing story is so I've in high school I had a couple run-ins with the police, but nothing.
Mm-hmm. The popo.
I never, knock on wood, like got arrested. Mm. One time I fully got away, which we'll save for another day.
That's a good one.
But I did stay laying down in the woods for 4 hours, and I got away, and all my friends got caught.
It's the most psychotic thing.
You'd be good in a war.
It was, I really.
He's a blender.
Had my face in something's nest. It was really,
You were straight up contouring with the leaves.
Truly. But another time, my friend, we convinced her to have a party because her parents were out of town.
Mm.
And she's like so nice. And we were like, just do it. Like, be cool. And we were 18 at the time, and her sister was 16, so it's like beginning of senior year for us. But her sister was really popular, so she was like, I'm having a ton of people over. And so we have this party, and almost immediately the cops come.
because
her neighbors, one of her sister's stupid friends, parked his car in front of the neighbor's driveway.
Perfect. Give them ammo.
So they call the police, and then the police, the girl was like, you have to go move your car.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Sure.
So he goes out to move his car, and the police pull him over.
Oh, no.
Waiting. They were waiting for him to come move the car.
Oh.
To give him a breathalyzer.
Oh.
Because he had had, like, maybe a couple of his BAC was, like, 0.01 or something.
Oh, no.
But because he was 16, he got arrested.
Oh.
And so the cops are coming. I'm seeing this happening. I'm like, all right, we all need to hide. And I remember hearing a story of my friend being like, the cops came to this party and I hid in the car in the garage and I got away. So it's me and my two other friends. I'm like, let's hide in the car in the garage. So we're in the garage. I'm like, okay, you guys get in the trunk. And then I'm like, I can't fit in the trunk. I hear the cops coming. So I just like get in the back seat of the car. And when I tell you, within 5 seconds, there's a knock on the window of the car.
No! They knew?
And I was like, literally, it was like they beelined to the car. We didn't last 1 second.
That's some good policing.
And also, that's a rough one to be like, oh, sorry, we were just...
And so he comes and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, we were hiding from you. And he was like, why? And I was like, because
we thought that's what
you
wanted.
Do. I don't know. And he was like, I mean, the girls would have gotten away with it, but really, you thought you were going to get away like that? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, we body shaming you too.
Let's fucking chill it out here. Yeah. And then he recognizes one of my friends who's like his childhood neighbor.
Oh.
And he was just like, Steph, get out of here.
Can I go with Steph?
And I was
I know.
Oh, I'm with her. So whatever. She gets to just leave.
That's not fair.
And she left you guys?
Yeah.
I would have left you guys.
She like walked away. But I also would have done
that. That's the youngest child.
Yeah.
But for her,
I was like, I would have waited in another room.
Yeah.
Which I think she did. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But he tells me this was a disaster. He was like, what's your name? And I say like Chris Burns. And then he's like, stop fucking with me. What is your name? And I'm like, what do you mean? And I look and his last name's also Burns. So he thought I was like fucking with him. And then I was like, no, really, it's whatever. And then he's like, all right, we're giving you a breathalyzer.
No.
For just being at the party. And so I had a friend that I worked with at the grocery store who had gotten like 5 DUIs, mind you.
Oh,
but
no.
But he told me, he was like, if you ever get caught drinking and they breathalyze you, just blow super light and then it won't read. And so I remember that. And so then I do that. And so then the cop's like, okay, obviously this isn't your first rodeo. Blow for real. And I was like, no, I really never have.
No, I really don't breathe.
I've never breathed, officer.
I'm so only a nose breather. Is that a problem?
I blow like a 0.08 or something.
Oh,
okay. that's not a legal driving
yeah. limit, but I was under 21.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And I wasn't driving or anything, but he was like, okay, whatever. Call your parents and tell them, because my other friend that got caught wasn't drinking. And she was like, I can drive him home, whatever. And he's like, okay, call your parents and ask them if it's okay if your friend drives you home. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. At this point, because they've now rounded up all of the people that were hiding and are like sitting in the living room cross-legged waiting to get in trouble.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, all right, these people are obviously going to ask to talk to my parents. And I'm like, they're not going to be that mad about this. Like, they would get more mad if I talk back to them than if I got caught drinking. I've been caught drinking a lot of times at this point.
Wow.
So I call and I'm like, I got caught drinking. The police want me to ask. And my dad was like, oh my, he fucking, Pat, he got caught drinking. Yeah, whatever. Let whoever drive you home. And then I was like, do you want to talk to them, to the cop? And he smirks at me and he was like, no.
Ah.
Like, he just did it to call so I would call and get myself in trouble.
Yeah.
So
well,
I got
that's
home.
A good police thing.
You know, hats off to him, but I'm sorry
I mean,
for you.
Yeah, well, it sucks for you, but it's like, as an adult.
And he smirked. I mean, he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew from well,
he knew. He was loving
not
it.
Not his first rodeo.
My parents
not
also
his
knew.
First rodeo. Blow harder.
Yeah. My,
I was like, where? my parents knew I had a fake ID. Because also when I was working at the grocery store, there was a lost and found. And if there was IDs in it that looked like our friends, we would take them.
Oh, that's smart.
And so I looked literally exactly like this kid.
Oh, wow.
But my parents knew and were like, don't be an idiot with it. So then when I got home,
my mom was just like,
give me the fake ID. Okay. And then as I was walking to my bedroom, I just heard snip, snip, snip.
That's good mothering.
Of the ID getting cut up.
You know what?
That's good mothering.
Off to her. You got a good cop and you got a good mom. I'm
honestly
happy for you.
That's why you're here today.
It is what, yeah.
You'd be in Albany selling Vicodins
out of
the parking lot.
Here's
the
tea. The
grocery
I would have gotten in a lot of trouble because literally 3 days after that, I went to the gas station where I would always go to buy beer. And who the fuck is behind the register with
Burns.
A trainee thing? Oh. The guy whose fucking ID I had been using.
Up.
And I was like, that was a blessing. I would have handed him his own ID.
He'd be like, where did you get this?
Yeah, actually, that would have been a better situation.
Can you imagine?
I would have sold you the alcohol and taken my ID back and said, this is your last time.
I would have been like, I found it on the floor back there.
Well, you had to get a new ID, I'm sure, at this point.
Yeah, and he's probably, motherfucker, I spent all day at the DMV.
I know, he was so,
it was a terrible thing that we did because he also came back to the lost and found and was like, did I lose my ID?
No.
But it had already been placed in my pocket and I didn't know how to, like, give it back.
Yes, here.
Yeah, it's in my wallet.
Oh my God.
I was fucking 17 at the time.
It's okay. I'm impressed that you threw parties. I literally.
Yeah,
no, I
was
never threw a party.
I did not. This was my
life.
Friend's house.
I know, but I wasn't friends with anybody that like threw parties.
Well, she got arrested the next day because that kid.
Oh my God.
The 16-year-old kid's fucking rich ass parents were like a lawyer. So the mother like demanded that she got arrested. So this poor sweet girl that we made have the party got like arrested for endangering the welfare of a child.
That's a mean mom. I understand if you get caught, your shit kid, you know, fucked up. But don't involve the other. I mean, whatever.
That's not tip of the hat. No, that's out for blood.
That's out for blood. And it's, if anything, call her mother up and be like, do you know what your daughter did?
Yeah.
That's not your place to like put another family through like arresting them.
I mean, she only had to do like 20 hours of community service or
something. That's 20 hours.
Still. When my parents would go out of town, I would go, I'm going to throw a party. And we'd all laugh because we knew there's no way that would happen. But when my sister was in high school, she did throw a party. And then my sister is such an idiot that she threw a party and like didn't clean up.
What?
She just like, yeah. So my parents came home and they were like,
what?
Why is there gum all over our bedside table?
Oh.
And apparently there was sex happening all around the home.
Oh.
What?
And yeah, and just gum markings. I guess that's a kid thing. Just gum markings.
Taking gum out because you're kissing.
Because you're, yeah. And like, I remember just
I would
being
murder
like,
my children.
Sandy, you're an idiot. And also, I was like, are mom and dad going to flip? I feel like they did nothing.
What?
We got caught once. My brothers and I had a party when my parents
went
away.
Oh, you did? At your house?
But I was like 18. So my older brother was 21. Like, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
We knew if we got caught, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Yeah. And my parents came home and they were like, so you guys had a party immediately?
Oh, wow.
And we were like, no.
What?
And my mom was like, that basement has not been that clean in 10 years. And we were like, oh, like we overcleaned.
I respect that.
They were like, whatever. The basement hasn't been that clean in 10 years. Like, they
but
didn't.
That's good parenting.
Yeah. Again, tip of the hat to your mother.
Yeah, that's a good mom.
And then the neighbor did say something to her that same day and was like, the boys had a lot of guests this weekend, huh?
Oh my God.
Like, you little bitch, we already got caught, but thanks anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was such a loser.
Love it.
I mean,
so do you have
an
embarrassing story?
Oh, I have one from college that I was thinking about while you guys were talking.
Yes, too.
So one time I was in college at Rutgers University.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to Syracuse. So Rutgers was always like
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's basically the same
thing. Yeah. There was a lot of crossover.
Sure. Yeah.
Why not? I heard of it a lot.
Yeah. It's whatever. It's just a fucking school in New Jersey. Where I went, my alma mater, and we were all having like a Sunday night, like in the student lounge of the dorm kind of thing.
Oh my God.
And, like, oh, a Sunday night.
It was, like,
I know
a
what
Sunday
you're talking
night,
about.
Whatever. You know, it's like everyone just like sat there like, like this is what you do.
Yeah.
And some kid farted. I like laughed.
It was me.
And everybody thought it was me
who
farted. But I didn't want to be like it was because the guy who farted like was kind of like a quiet, like nerdy, dorky kid who, like, I felt bad. I didn't want to, like, ruin his life.
That's
so I, like,
so nice.
Took the
that
hit.
That is nice.
For the fart.
Wait, you're a hero.
Right?
Guaranteed I was the boy.
And no, but then
I was the boy, and they were like, it was that fat ass right there.
I was the boy too, and then I just would freeze and pass away. Like, that's what I do.
So wait, but wait, I'm so vindictive.
Oh no.
That I set up a fake screen name, and his last name was Scarpus, and I made up a fake screen name that was called Scarp Farts.
What?
And I would harass him on a regular basis. Oh my God.
What?
It was you. It was you who farted in the student lounge, not me. And then once
you
I
said not me?
And you, well, to
so
be fair, he did
you.
Let you take the hit.
He knew.
What? And
no,
I
but he didn't know. He didn't know who was behind the screen.
You.
He didn't know who was behind the screen name.
She took the hit.
Oh yeah.
Who else is gonna
you
be
said it
right?
Wasn't
no,
me.
No, I said the scarp. I was coming at him from scarp farts.
Yeah,
no,
but
my alias.
Say,
my alias.
But were you like, you did it, not me?
Yeah, I said that.
But
I
then
said,
he was
and
like,
I said like, you let an innocent girl go down.
You third
person. Oh, so you were like a.
I think I said
like
girl.
Someone else had a hand in the fight. You know, like
that is so insane. That's like fucking a horror movie where it's like, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah. Like you farted in the student lounge, and then I also saw him at a party later, and I was like, can you admit to everyone that it was you?
And you stopped the party, DJ. Cut the music.
Give him the mic.
Be a man.
And then he was like, it was me. That's how it ended.
Stop.
That sounds like a... I wish that you guys like hooked up.
Hell no, I wasn't going to hook up with after that. No, thank you.
Because I'm like, that's romantic.
I wish you guys were married.
At that point, I had standards.
Sure.
You know, but if it was in high school, I would have taken anybody. I hooked up with a guy that was openly racist to me. That's how fucking sad I was.
Oh,
see, it's all bad.
It's all bad.
It is all bad. And listen, if someone who's hating on you then wants you, you go, now who has the power?
Yeah, he had a really small dick and I told everybody.
Oh, there you go.
So
I recently, this was like 6 months ago, somebody on Grindr who was not at all, like Grindr's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, you know, you get the occasional, can I feed you a donut while I fuck you from behind type of thing.
Wow.
Which I've gotten twice.
Oh.
And both times I said, what kind? but. or like feeders is like a thing in the world. It's not just
yeah.
Gay
no,
world.
I know what that but is. I've had
when people you feed them
and you want them to get as fat as possible.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I've had people that are like, "How much weight are you willing to gain?"
Oh.
And I'm like, "How much money do you have?" But this guy like messaged me and he was like, "If you want to come over and suck my dick, you can." But like in a really mean way. And then 2 seconds later, it was like, I don't have all day, fatty.
Oh my God.
But I hadn't even like messaged him.
He just unsolicited.
And I was like, what's your address?
Looking for people who get turned on. Because some people like to be humiliated or,
I guess.
You know?
I guess so. It's not.
But not like, I mean, I guess.
No, so, truly.
No, I know that.
Yeah. So
Jesse's like, that's what I like.
No, but I was with a guy one time who said that he was into that, and I was so afraid for my future because I'm way too sensitive to ever say anything mean. Wait, and not immediately go, that's my friend I'm talking about, and I don't like that coming from me.
No, but also he's probably susceptible to financial dominatrixes.
That's what you want.
That's what wait, I want to be, but I don't want my husband to be that.
All that is
like give me your money.
Yeah, it's just like girls are like, you're a fucking disgusting piece of shit. Venmo me like $700.
And I love that for them.
Me too.
I do think though, for me, I would really cry a lot. I couldn't take money being mean. I don't want to ever be mean.
But they want you to be mean.
I know, but
you're being nice by being mean.
I know. I really don't think it's in my DNA. Unless the mean things are like, you listen too much. Like, I couldn't.
You are too handsome.
You have too many benefits.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go after anything sensitive or anything physical or really anything emotional.
Yeah.
I'm not going for it.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want my husband to be into that.
No.
That's
I don't,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can't.
You don't marry the person that you're demeaning.
No, I mean, but you never know. Those people probably do get married and they live their lives being unable to tell their partners
right
what they really are
that
into.
If you just boss me to do the chores, I'd come all over.
I mean, you
clean the fucking kitchen, you little bitch.
Hey, Cinderfella, get in here.
Honestly, most of these guys are like, that's my, like, you've gone too far. Don't ask me to do chores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, step on my balls. That's yes. Call me a piece of shit 100%.
But I'm not pulling my weight in this apartment.
That's where I draw the line.
I will not do any domestic labor in this house.
Don't you do that.
Yeah, I had a friend that was the guy that he was like, I like getting demeaned and like hit and stuff. And my friend was like, I'm going to try it. So he went. So he went. And then the guy like was saying something and my friend was like, shut up. And like slapped him. And the guy was like, okay, not that much.
Oh.
And my friend was like, I'm so sorry.
She was like,
I thought that's what I was. Sorry. But unfortunately,
I know.
I'm not going to hiss at your cat again.
Thank you. Winnie is. See, what I love about Winnie is she's in love with Cam.
She is.
And that makes me happy because Winnie, as I told you when you hissed at her,
I hissed
has
at
trouble
her
with strangers.
Hits at hisses at animals. Very
that's
bizarrely.
That's got to be in your bio. Like, I've never, I was literally like, what was that noise? And then she goes, I'm hissing at your cat. Why?
I'm really allergic to cats, as you can't tell by my voice right now. I'm hacking and I just, the cat was in my presence and I hissed at it. I didn't want it near
she
me.
She was like, I'll speak the language of the cat.
I'm trying I'm honestly being empathetic.
But the cat's like, no.
And Jesse was like, please don't hiss at my cat.
Just because, once again, trying to get her out here with strangers, was thrilled she was out here, and then
and then I abused your cat.
Right.
So. But Anywho's all.
What a pleasure.
Where,
this was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh my gosh.
Maya, where can people find you?
So on you can find me on Instagram at Maya-M-A-Y-A-D-E-S-H. Same on Twitter. Also, I have a show on March 18th at the Slipper Room at 8 p.m. It's called Fashion Please.
Yes.
Me and Anna Roisman are doing a show.
Who is a future guest?
Guest. Host.
Fantastic. You both are so talented.
And if this is not, if you're hearing this and it is
after the fact, just follow me.
And it is, they do the show on a regular
monthly?
Basis.
No. Monthly. Yeah,
monthly.
And I have another show on March 25th.
Which hopefully this will be.
It's called Asian Pop. I'm in a satirical K-pop group. I'm Asian. You didn't get that. India is part of Asia.
Yeah. Right.
So thank you guys for having me.
Oh my God, please.
What a pleasure. This was so fun.
Yes.
Thank you. You can find me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes.
That's all you need.
And
just go
me,
there.
I'll just chime in if I may, at Jesse Jollis. That's it. No. Those are the things I'm taking away. No.
Where is it again? Sorry.
Who?
You.
At Jesse Jollis, J-E-S-S-I-E-J-O-L-L-E-S, to get all the scoop and the coolness.
All right.
Keep rocking that life, living that best life.
Keep being a middle child, but take the attention of the youngest.
Yes.
Okay.
You take it however you can.
And the youngest, give it up.
Thank you.
There we go. That's an ally.
That's an ally.
To our community.
Yeah.
Give it up, but she will write a screen name and stalk you in the future about it.
We learned a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
The middle children.
Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.